Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country and around the world, streaming live on the internet, it's Real Estate Coaching Radio, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and secrets of the top producers. Hosted by award-winning real estate coaches, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio, and we are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, and we're broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. And of course, this is your only unfiltered full-strength source for honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money now in this real estate recovery. So listen in now and learn exactly what it's taking to get the most out of this new real estate boom. And Julie, you are on, correct?
Mm-hmm. I am indeed.
So had a really nice compliment from a coaching student today, which I really
yep.
appreciated, and I wrote this down so I could share it with you on the radio show today.
Ah, do tell.
They referred to us and all of our coaches that work with us as the only truly authentic real estate coaches available, you know, in the marketplace today. And at first I thought, well, what the heck does that mean? And then she explained it to me. She said, basically what I meant by that was that you guys actually have sold real estate before. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So the marketplace is actually starting to figure out the fact that virtually none of our competitors have ever sold real estate before. So when you guys are shopping, some of you will shop us against somebody else for your personal coaching services. And, you know, the smarter ones of you are asking questions like, well, so, you know, have you sold real estate before, Mr. Coach? And the coach that you're going to assign me to, have they sold real estate before? What guarantees do you have? Are you making me or asking me to sign a long-term contract? You know, all these types of things that really differentiate us from everyone else that's out there. And I love the fact that this person came to us pre-educated. Maybe they were listening to the radio show, I should have asked, knew what questions to ask, already had decided that they wanted to hire us as their personal one-on-one coach, and indeed they did. So that was exciting. So I love that.
Yeah, it's a great
compliment.
The term
that she said, authentic real estate
coach.
Appreciate that. Pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So today we are going to finish up what we were talking about yesterday when we were talking about 800 Home Hotline. So in case you didn't listen to yesterday's radio show, you definitely want to go back and listen to that again. The gist of it is yesterday's radio show was focusing on how to generate lots of, honestly, free buyer leads. We really drilled down on that, giving you bunches of different ideas on how you can go about using your 800 Home Hotline system. But really the bottom line is you guys should not be buying buyer leads. Buying buyer leads is insane because buyer leads are the easiest thing in the world to get once you know how to do it. And guess what? 800 Home Hotline is free for the first 30 days, and it's only $37 per month thereafter. And considering most of you who are buying buyer leads are spending close to $300 a month for something like, you know, 25 or 30 buyer leads, most of which don't turn into anything, using the system and just the information we gave you on yesterday's radio show, you quite literally will be able to generate 25 or 30 buyer leads a week, and in many cases more if you have a lot of listings. So today's show is going to focus on how to use the exact same system but to attract more sellers to you, so it works both ways. So before we get to today's presentation, Julie, anything come to mind? You and I have been on the phones, what, 3 or 4 hours today?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot.
And, you know, it's exciting hearing all these guys that are starting to experience more success than maybe a lot of them have ever had in their careers, but certainly more than they've had in the last three or four years. Any success stories that would motivate our listeners that you'd like to share?
Yeah, you know, I have a newer advanced client who has a twist to how to use the pre-listing package, which I think you'll appreciate.
Do share,
Yeah, she just finished it, and she is someone who caters to seniors primarily. She's a senior herself. And what she's done is she's taken our standard pre-listing package that we teach all of our coaching clients, but she has developed a cover letter that is addressed to the housing intake coordinators of assisted living facilities.
How smart is that?
I know, right? Because how do people pay for that? Oftentimes they are selling their home and using the equity to pay for where they're moving to. And what happens to those leads? Well, the people running the assisted care facility certainly are not listing agents. Those should be referred to someone. And as a secondary, like an insert to her pre-listing package, what we're developing is an additional menu of services that cater specifically to seniors, things like counseling with their family members through the process of selling the home so that they feel like they're, you know, having their hand held and everything's going to be okay. Estate sale specialist, so that if it's a house that's full of 40 years worth of collecting stuff, that she can manage that for them. Anything from a garage sale to an estate sale, all of those types of concerns that someone, anyone moving really, but certainly in her, for her sphere, the seniors moving. So I thought that was a brilliant spin on the pre-listing package, and you know, that's who she wants to be working with. So her next step, she's not just going to send it out, but she's also going to follow up and set appointments. She's identified 10 different assisted living facilities, different ranges. You know, some of them are more medical oriented, some of them are just, you know, like basically 55 and older housing communities. So her next step is to sit down and have appointments.
Very, very interesting. You know, I am real hot on new construction because you and I know it's basically the sleeping giant who's been, you know, who's starting to wake up again. And new construction across the country is going to change certainly the used housing landscape towards the end of this year. Definitely going to be a huge impact on resale homes. In other words, there's going to be more listings. Prices are on resale homes are going to have to take a step back because everyone's going to prefer new construction over resale. I mean, there's lots of reasons to believe that essentially as all this new construction starts coming for sale in many of your markets, it's going to really excite the marketplace. People are going to be geeked up about it. Buyers that have been sitting in there, or you know, homeowners that are thinking about moving up, haven't been able to find something for sale, they're going to buy new construction. You guys have got to be paying attention to what's happening in new construction, and we've talked about that endlessly on other radio shows, but the bottom line is it doesn't go into the MLS. You're going to have to go really in many ways and many times out of your way to learn about what's available, what lots are getting developed, what huge parcels, that sort of thing. But here's the cool part. A lot of our, Julie, and I've shared with you how I've helped my personal coaching clients do this. Mm-hmm. A lot of you guys need to be getting aligned with the new construction, new build reps. So these are the poor souls that have to sit in the trailers and whatnot and, you know, basically provide information for prospective build clients. Well, buddy up with them because they're running into potential sellers all the time. Do you guys see that? Huge opportunity. You know, one of my newer coaching clients, and she's in Austin, she's basically building a business around going directly after the new build reps and offering her services and making it so their process of getting that new build client in contract with them is seamless in that the buyer, who's also her seller, it doesn't have to worry about the sale of their homes, using a guaranteed home sale and some other things that she and I are working on. So, guys, there's so much opportunity out there. But to Julie's point, go to the new build reps also and give them your pre-listing pack. Give them the, you know, five or six version, you know, folders full so they can literally hand your information directly to the people that they're signing up as build clients. Guys, so much opportunity out there right now. It's so exciting. And, you know, Julie, it's funny. On the other end of the spectrum, there's still a lot of distressed real estate out there, too.
I know. It's interesting.
I can't remember a time, and certainly all the years we've been paying attention to real estate, which is now over 20 years, that you've seen so much diversity in the micro. You know, the word is bifurcation, right? There's people with equity and the people that don't have equity. So open your eyes to all the possibilities. If you are lacking in leads, if you're lacking in opportunities, and most importantly, if you're lacking in closings this year, guys, you're doing something wrong. Request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. So Julie and I are going to take a very quick green tea, that's tea break, sorry, and when we come back, we are going to pick up where we left off yesterday talking about 800 Home Hotline and how you can be getting listings and listing appointments by using this system. So stay tuned. Oh. Wrong one. Sorry.
Is coaching right for you? And how can I guarantee it will work for me? Chances are you are asking yourself those questions right now. I'll answer those critical questions for you in just a moment. But first, let's be honest about something you may have always suspected. You've probably always known that the nation's top 1% of realtors you know, those millionaire agents you see on TV, they possess a secret knowledge that the other 99% of agents do not have. Where did they learn what they know? And more importantly, how did they learn how to put this closely guarded information into money-making action? It's simple. They have a coach. Not just any coach. The nation's Mega Millions top 1% of the realtors know that in order to maintain their almost unfair advantage, that they must have their own personal coach. A proven, market-tested coach who has truly walked in their shoes. A coach who has worked with many of the nation's leading agents. At this point, you're probably ready to maybe try coaching. However, you don't want to be unfairly locked into a long-term ball and chain that coaching contracts can give you. It just makes sense that you should be able to try it before you buy it. Even more importantly, you want to have a coach who is the best of the best, not someone who is simply assigned to you or, even worse, has never sold real estate. Can you imagine? If this is you, I have something for you right now that is exactly what you have been looking for. For the next 48 hours, Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching is offering you a free coaching call. This is a real coaching call with a real Tim and Julie Harris coach. Now, while you are thinking about it, why don't you visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Once again, that is freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Now, let's be clear. This exclusive coaching opportunity is only available for the first 50 realtors who are stone cold serious about their real estate business and know that in order to succeed at the highest level, they must hire a coach. So don't wait any longer. Take action now and visit us again at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Thanks so much. See y'all soon.
All right, so we're going to jump right back in. So, again, listen to yesterday's radio show and replay so you can kind of understand where we're coming from. So I'm going to assume at this point you have the listing appointment. You're literally sitting in front of the seller at the table. Now, I've jumped through, you can jump past a lot of the steps that we teach all of you guys coaching clients, obviously about, you know, getting the listing in the first place, how to pre-qualify the seller, the pre-listing pack. I mean, we have a system in place that, you know, all of our longtime graduate coaching clients and those of you who are in Real Estate Coaching Essentials are learning or have learned. So this is a specific time in the listing presentation where you can present the 800 number, and this is basically how it works. Now, again, I'm just going to remind all of you, the 800 Home Hotline system is a system that captures the caller's phone number and oftentimes their name and always the extension in which they dialed. So, again, get the visualization of this. The 800 Home Hotline number is your own unique 800 number, so you have your own number. In this, on your signs, your brochures, every place you basically have any point of contact with a prospective seller or buyer, you're going to direct them to call the 800 Home Hotline. Make sense? So your sign writer, let's say, for example, is going to say for free 24-hour record info on this home, call 1-800-555-1212 and then hit, you know, whatever extension it is that is matched to that particular listing. So you guys get the concept here. And when anybody calls that number 24 hours a day, they're going to be caller ID'd, and then that information is going to be instantly sent to your cell phone in the form of an email or an SMS, however you choose to get the information. Okay, so that's how the technology works. So in case you didn't know it, anytime you call a toll-free number, even if you star 67 or to have your number unlisted, your information is captured. You can't block it. So with that in mind, you're going to be showing the seller, and your goal of presenting this information, how you're going to present it, is to show the seller that you are urgent with your lead follow-up, which in itself is a unique thing in the real estate market, right? I mean, the biggest complaint that folks have about real estate agents, heck, the biggest complaint that you guys have about your fellow realtors is lack of communication, voicemails always full, never, you know, all those types of communication issues. Email never gets returned. You know what I'm talking about. So the sellers had those experiences, but probably they're even more frustrated, maybe even to the point where when they were calling other agents to interview for their listing, maybe those agents didn't even call them back right away. You get the point here? So just the fact that you're going to demonstrate to them that you're urgent with your lead follow-up and your little secret 800 home hotline system that allows you to be Johnny on the spot with returning all leads, that in itself is oftentimes all it's going to take for you to get the listing. It's a gimmick, but it's also a gimmick that works. It's also a gimmick that gets you in front of the prospective buyers for that seller's house faster. And then the reality of it is oftentimes that will put you in the position to sell that seller's house. So at a listing appointment, you will need one or all of the following. You will need a demo. So prior to the listing appointment, you need to make a home brochure. These are three different ways you can start by presenting it. Have a home brochure made of the seller's house. It'll take some time, but a lot of you had automated systems now that'll churn off the information. Maybe just grab the basics from the property records or whatever, put the picture of the house on the brochure, and just, you know, use it as a demo. So at the listing appointment, when you get to the point when you're showing them how basically one of the reasons they do business with you, your fast lead follow-up, your communications guarantee, all part of our system, existing clients, you guys know what I'm talking about. So you're going to show them the brochure. You're going to pull it out of your briefcase, or maybe you've had it in a folder sitting on the kitchen table, and you're going to ask them to call the 800 number from the brochure. Now, some of you might want to actually bring with you, instead of a brochure, a sign writer, so an actual, you know, sign writer for one of your signs. Then you lug that thing out and you put that on the kitchen table. Or, as Julie and I used to do it, we had a picture of one of our for sale signs with the sign writer on top, showing them exactly what the sign would look like in their yard, exactly what the writer would look like on their sign, so they can sort of visualize exactly how this system works. And so now you paint the picture. Mr. Seller, I want you to pretend that you're a buyer. And let's just say, like, you know, most hardworking folks like yourself, you're coming home at, say, 6:30. Or you're calling, or you're interested in this, or, you know, let's say maybe you're driving neighborhoods on a holiday or on the weekends, or you guys get the idea. So most buyers, Mr. Seller, are looking for properties not when real estate offices are open, but actually when real estate offices are closed, because why? They're at work themselves. Make sense? Okay. So just for the sake of demonstration, Mr. Seller, I want you to pretend that you are interested in your house. And let's say, for example, guys, you're going to use the brochure that I described earlier. And so you get a copy of the brochure out of the brochure box on your sign. And remember, you know, you guys should always be putting brochure boxes on your signs, because brochure boxes on signs combined with the 800 home hotline, another incredibly powerful tool for generating buyer and seller leads. So, Mr. Seller, I want you to pretend you're driving home at work. It's 6:30. You drive past this house in your neighborhood that you've always been interested in because you know it's slightly bigger than yours and maybe it has a four-car garage where you only have a two, whatever it is. You're interested in knowing about the house. You stop and you grab the brochure. And then on the brochure, you see that it says for free 24-hour recorded info on this house. So, excellent. You can get information on the house right away. Or you see the sign, and you see at the top of the sign there's that rider that says for free 24-hour recorded info on this house. Call, you know, 1-800-555-1212 and then enter in the extension. The point is, Mr. Seller, is your prospective buyer, and this, you know, maybe it's you, you're going to be, you know, in a position where you can get the information on the property that you're interested in when you want it. So when you list your home with me, you are listing your home with an agent who has literally a 24/7 real estate office. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to provide the information directly to your prospective customers, your prospective buyers. So I want you to go ahead as if you were a buyer and call the 800 number. Now, listen to me. The seller, you cannot tell the seller what's going to happen. It has to be a surprise. The seller, in some cases, and these were always my, I haven't been on a listing appointment in over a decade, but I actually remember doing this because it was so much fun. The sellers that are a little bit hardheads, they're going to be like resistant to, you know, basically demo it. And those are the ones where it's extra fun because you get to show them, you know, something that'll really surprise them. So they're going to say things like, let me guess, I call, and then there's information on the house. Big deal. They actually say stuff like that. And you say, Mr. Seller, yes, that's part of it, but it's what happens afterwards that I really need you to experience. Again, sometimes the men typically will give you a little bit of resistance, and just go ahead and dial the number. Now, here's some secrets for you to make this really work. Use a hard line. Don't use their cell phone. In some cases, all they have is a cell phone, so you got to use that. But definitely try to get them to use a home line, a hard line, a real phone. So also, if you can, assuming there's two sellers, put it on speaker so they can actually listen. All right, so the seller calls the number. And they're listening to, it says, you know, hello, thank you for calling about my free 24-hour recorded information home hotline on information on 123 Elm Street. This is a great three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath property located in the Elkhurst subdivision, newer kitchen, whatever the description is, very short and to the point. Home is priced currently in the mid-500s. So that's a little secret for all of you. Whenever you're pricing anything and you're putting an 800 home hotline, we mentioned this yesterday too, make sure you put it in price ranges. Don't put the exact price. Why? Because if the price gets changed, you don't want to have to go there and do a new recording. So if you'd said the price is currently, you know, $549, and then 2 weeks later you record it or you lower it to $539, then you got to call the recording back in. And as soon as you guys start taking lots of listings, trust me when I tell you that's too much of a job. So the seller then is listening to the recording, and they're all sort of impressed but not really that impressed. And then as – this is the fun part, guys. Listen. As they're listening to the 800 home hotline recording, and a lot of times we would do it on their listing. So they're actually listening to a description of their house. Oh, they're kind of they're saying, okay, this is kind of cutesy, but it's not that impressive. Slowly pull out your cell phone and put it in front of them. And then the cell phone will start signaling that you are getting an SMS. And then you're going to show them on the screen of your smartphone that the SMS is showing their phone number and the extension that they dialed. Remember, there was an extension associated with every listing that's unique to that particular listing. Again, go to 800homehotline.com for more information on this. So you're going to show them their phone number on your phone. You're going to show them that not only that, the system also told you what extension that they dialed. So in front of them, while Mr. and Mrs. Seller still have you on speakerphone, you then call that number back, and you say this. You call them back and you say, Julie, what's the script? Hello, Mr. Seller. Or hello, this is Tim Harris with ABC Realty. As a courtesy, when people call our 800 number, we like to give them a quick call back about the home they called about. And then basically you go into a lead conversion. Julie, can you pick it up?
Yeah. What questions can I answer for you? So I want you guys to make sure that that didn't fly past you. As a courtesy, when someone calls in one of my homes for sale, I like to give them a quick call back just to see what questions I can answer for them. Looks like you called on 123 Elm Street. Now, you'll know that because your phone will tell you what they called on, so it's already a warmer call than normal. Usually when you guys get those calls, they're like, well, I'm not sure what I called on. I was driving around in this neighborhood, and you're like fiddling around figuring out if it was your listing or somebody else's or what's going on. Not so with 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE. You're going to say, looks like you called on 123 Elm Street. What questions can I answer for you? And things like, which home in the area do you already own? And I assume because you called me directly, you're not already working with someone. There's a whole art to this, and it's, you know, this is a script that you get with 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE, so you'll know exactly what to say. Your conversion ratios will go through the roof. Your ability to sell your own listings will increase. Your success on listing presentations will absolutely increase, because if it's between you and someone else and you show the demonstration that Tim just went through, good luck competing with that.
Well, so what's the power of this? The power is you're showing that seller that you call every lead back immediately, which means, guess what? You have to call every lead back immediately, because the first few calls you're going to get it from the seller's checking to making sure you're doing it, assume you take the listing, right?
Yeah, don't mess that up.
And the script that you get is part of 800 Home Hotline. Now, I'm kind of flipping around on you guys, so you're going to have to pay attention. Is, as she just said, you're calling. So this is what the seller is going to hear when you call them back. Remember, you're sitting at the kitchen table. The sellers and maybe the seller's wife, they're sitting there staring at you, listening to the recording. You're pulling out your cell phone. You're showing them that you just basically got their caller ID information, extra powerful if their number is unlisted, by the way. And then they're going to see you hit the number on your phone and call their number back. So tell them to go ahead and hang up. They hang up. And then you call them right back, and then you basically say, hello, Mr. Seller, this is Tim Harris with ABC Realty. As a courtesy, when people call our 800 number, we like to give them a quick call back to see if any questions about the home they called about. And then Mr. and Mrs. Seller are going to have their eyes open and realize that you are not only offering unique technology, but most importantly, you are Johnny on the spot with the lead follow-up, which in itself makes you unique in their eyes based on their own experiences. So here's how you seal the deal, kind of knock it out of the park at this point. So hopefully you guys are staying with us, and this is obviously something we love because we can remember all the money that we personally made doing this.
Right.
So how else can you demonstrate to the seller the power of this system? 800 Home Hotline provides for you a detailed bill that shows you not only all the people that called, but what extensions they dialed, i.e. what listings, and also what time of the day that they called. So what we used to do is we would show the sellers that most of the calls were coming in after 6 o'clock. We took a pink highlighted marker, and we actually showed them what times of the days that people were calling. And we then said, Mr. Seller, why I'm showing you this is because most real estate offices are closed after 6 o'clock, which means your best buyers aren't on the Internet. Your best buyers are driving neighborhoods, not being able to reach any realtors. Whereas when you have your house listed with me, we have we return calls all the way up till 9 p.m. every day. We start every day at 9 a.m. We return those calls. We're on them right away. And notice how they're calling when every other real estate brokerage is already closed for the day. So, Mr. Seller, does it make sense for you to list with an agent who's not going to be there to actually return lead calls? Of course not. Yeah, I wouldn't say lead calls. I'd say buyer calls, because that's sales language, obviously. And the next thing, this also reinforces everything else that you guys are being trained, those of you who are coaching students, you're being trained to use. The flexible fee, the easy exit listing, the communication guarantee. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to seriously consider becoming one of our coaching students, because the moral of the story is all this stuff is a complete system designed to work together. Now, here's the fun part. You ask the seller questions. And these are the types of questions you would ask. Mr. Seller, from your own experience, how long does it take for you to get a return call from an agent? I love asking that question. It's a bit of a gamble, but chances are they're going to say something to the effect that, well, it takes usually 3 or 4 hours if I get any calls back. And then the other one will say, well, you know, when we were driving around last weekend looking at homes in ABC subdivision, we didn't get a single call back from any of the agents. And then my favorite was, so, Mr. Seller, the agents that you're also interviewing, how long did it take for them to call you back about actually scheduling an appointment to meet with you? And that is always it's a risk asking that question, because in case that other agent did call back right away. But in most cases, the agent took 2 or 3 hours to call that prospective seller back. Again, this is all legitimate things the seller needs to be taking into consideration. You then say, well, Mr. Seller, if they took that long to call you back, how long do you think it's going to take for them to call any prospective buyers back? I mean, that would be a concern if I were you.
You know, my favorite
is? What?
When they said, that's the reason you're at my table tonight.
Oh, yes, that is my favorite one. And you will hear that, too. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Awesome.
So they, you know, Julie, we keep on thinking of these things because we share a brain, right? So she's remembering all the same experiences because we used to go on a lot of our listing appointments together. So, yeah, I mean, we'd hear that a lot, and you'd also hear the sellers say things to the effect that, you know, I was going to list it with Sally Sue, the local neighborhood agent, but I called your sign, you called me back right away, and I figured I'd give you a shot, and now I'm going to list with you. Guys, these tiny little things are what makes the difference. How else can a prospective seller actually judge you if it isn't for these types of systems? You know, think about that. So, Mr. Seller, here's another little sample script. Mr. Seller, I want you to consider this. Your house is for sale. Chances are a few of your neighbors' houses are for sale. So the prospective buyer, the best buyers are always driving neighborhoods. We know that statistically, not on the Internet. They're driving neighborhoods, looking for houses, looking to see the new listings, checking out all the things, all the reasons that you want to live in that particular neighborhood. Your house is for sale. Two of your neighbors' houses are for sale. So we already know that, you know, I'm going to call them back right away, or my assistant's going to call them back right away when they call off your sign. If they were to happen to get hold of another agent of the listing that's, you know, for sale down the way, whose listing do you think that other agent's going to want to sell, their own or yours? So doesn't it make sense that you want me getting to all the best buyers fastest so they have a higher probability of purchasing your house? It makes sense, doesn't it? You can go on. As you guys get more fluid and comfortable with presenting 800 Home Hotline to your sellers, you'll think of some creative twists on how to present it. And when you do, share them with us, because this is an evolving system. You know the cool thing about this, Julie?
Mm-hmm.
Is this system, even though it seems like it's high-tech, is not high-tech. This technology
is not that hard to learn.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not that hard to learn, and it's fun. It gives you confidence. Those of you who
it's great.
Okay,
bring on the questions, right? So those of you who still kind of freak out and pee your pants if a seller goes, you know, what makes you different? This pretty much takes care of that, doesn't it, right? So,
right.
You know, you can also use this as an objection handler, right? So when a seller says, well, I want a full page ad in the whatever paper because that's for some reason what they think you should be doing, you can pull out your stats and facts and say, well, you do want me doing things that work, correct? May I show you
right.
the volume of calls that I get when I do A, B, and C, which, by the way, I've tracked, versus the ordinary agent who pretty much throws some stuff out there, prays to the real estate gods, and hopes that something might work. That's why you hear ordinary agents say things like, well, I'll try an ad. They're trying it because they have no idea if it's going to work. You do want to list with someone who has a proven system, correct?
Well, so Julie, drilling down on the point that Julie just made, you can actually show them that you have tested all the different forms of marketing and advertising. So maybe there's some realtor that basically is playing up some thing that you know doesn't work, but they're trying to convince the seller that it does. And I'll tell you guys, a lot of the ways that you could use this, you could use this to validate your own theories about marketing as well, and show the seller the number of calls that you got. Show them what works and what doesn't. And the point Jules was making is when you prove to the sellers that you're not just taking an amateurish approach to marketing and lead generation when it comes to getting their house sold, that you've actually tested different things and you know what works and what doesn't. You know, Mr. Seller, the sign calls are the best leads. How do I know? Look at the number of sign calls that we get. The brochure boxes, when we have, you know, brochures on your sign, which we will have with color brochures, with the 800 number prominently featured, we know that gets a lot of leads. And then maybe there's some other little local things that you guys know about that work that get leads too. Maybe your Craigslist ads that all feed to the 800 home hotline system. Maybe that works for you as well. So you can actually show the seller in black and white, in the form of an actual accounting, what worked and what didn't. Are your competitors doing that on listing appointments? What impression does it leave that you're providing the seller with this information and your competitor doesn't even talk like this?
Guys, no, your competitor's going to say, well, I'll put it online.
Yeah, exactly. You know, or they're going to talk in big generalities. Our office has a system, a marketing plan that we call the Executive Approach XYZ Gold Platinum Plan, and this is what it includes. Well, you're saying, Mr. Right. Seller, this is what works, this is what doesn't, here's the proof. That's what makes you different. That's what takes you from selling no homes to 25 homes in a year or no homes to 100 homes in a couple of years. This is the thing that, you know, here's the other thing, Julie. I had a coaching client who just started employing the 800 home hotline system that double ended a $4 million house off a sign call of a new
listing.
That's
so awesome.
Yeah.
I know. I remember you told me about that. That's because you're right. Agents will give you that objection. Well, it won't work in the luxury market because, you know,
right.
those people all already have agents.
We sold
no, it works. It works.
Market.
I'll tell you, it works extra well because those agents that work in that segment oftentimes don't call people back. You know, because they're just
too
important.
They're more leisurely in their approach to lead follow-up, shall we say.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. All right. So, guys, listen, go to 800homehotline.com to subscribe to that service. It's 30 days for free, obviously $37 a month. In the meantime, if you need Julie or myself or any of our other coaches, if you want to explore if we're the right coach for you, go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. In the meantime, guys, we'll talk with you tomorrow on the radio. Have a fantastic rest of your day.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.